5, along with the new appointee of the, which district are we missing?
Should be District 7, I believe.
What district are you in?
1.
And that is, I think that's the one that's missing, and you're representing the city because you can, but where you live?
I live in 7, I believe.
Yes, you do, that's the one I think we're missing.
The 7s were missing.
Yes.
And originally, I was 7, but city council said, we don't want you representing outside of the city. We don't care if you do a larger area, but we want the city in it. We don't want you out there, Hollister's taxpayers' dollars representing.
Makes sense.
You guys would be hanging out calling. We haven't got anyone from that district to step up.
Actually, here's where we talked about a lot, is Jamie Keith.
He's out talking different times.
Okay, and he had said once, he called me and left me a message, I want to talk to you about it. And so I thought maybe he was turning the corner.
Yes.
And the last, is he right here? He, in the beginning, he said no, and then he said yes, you know, you had talked to him and stuff. So I went back to him, I met with him, and he said, not now, maybe later.
Okay.
I said, can you give me a suggestion, do you think, and he said, I'll think on it.
I'm not 100% sure that I know this correctly, but Bruce Madsen, he's on the Western Canyon County Fire Protection District Board. And I believe he was a station captain in the station down by Big Cedar. So he, I believe, lives down there. He might be somebody, you can call Chris Burke and see what he thinks about that.
Does anyone know him, do they want to call him and tell him what you're doing on the board, the importance of it?
Well, if we can get, I don't have his contact information.
Okay, I'll see if I can find him.
And I think, just in courtesy to Chris, if we can find him, or I'll call Chris and ask him what he thinks, and make sure that he lives in District 7, or could represent District 7.
We can look at the website and find that out.
So anyway, that would be somebody else that has come to mind. A good guy, smart guy.
So if I get that on the agenda, is the chairman going to have to come to the meeting to present that?
Before I see that, and ask for the agenda, I'll go and read the statutes in regard to developing this, and read the charter as it is now, to see what has to be.
I know that's how we have to do the park board.
And we've done that in the past, when I've been reappointed a few at the board, and for this board. I think I appeared to go on tap, too, I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah.
So, that's usually how it is, the board, the chairman, and the new board member show up.
I think we dropped from the requirement that you had to live in the district, because we were having problems filling all those positions. We'd have to double check it.
I think I checked that, I'm sorry, go ahead.
We did talk about that, and I think the board agreed that.
Yeah, because Randy and I are both.
That you did not have to live.
You did not have to live in that.
I think we're going to staffing all this stuff today, we might do that offline, and then come back with these answers on the new board member. I think we need to move forward and make sure that it reflects a Road and Bridge seat on the board. So that can happen anytime, that's just a quick, easy administrative fix.
Is it PNC you've got to live in township? Okay, then your board, I believe I searched it, they just want to have representation, but it is a requirement that you have.
PNC's comes from the state requirement of that board, that's a federal statute. This is sort of what you guys are playing.
We researched that a while back, and you did just say that you had to live.
So that being said, you could just.
We could just get a short list, and the commissioners review the people on the short list.
I say stuff like, let me see what I can do.
Just saying this, I'm digging up.
We have
petition, it's just saying, make it happen.
And then we'd be at full strength, we'd be great there.
Has Keith Francis been formally put into David Noseville's slot?
I think so. I remember that being not long ago.
Okay, perfect.
The board of business, it's a Tane County updates.
Here's some pictures passed around on the Victor Church bridge. We poured the deck on it last Thursday. Right now we're doing the sleepers, footings for the each end of it to do the apron, tie on with asphalt. And we got guardrail yet to go, and then paving to complete. So hopefully within a couple of weeks that should be ready to go. Coon Creek has been closed ever since July 11th. Tore out the old structure and done some preliminary work for the contractor that we had to do. And currently it's in the contractor's hands. He's just now getting equipment moved in. And he should be starting. Well, he actually started today on the footing of the wall on the one end. The deadline on that once again is November 15th. Hopefully, it'll be a lot sooner.
Yeah, I finally go down and take a look at that project. Is there something I need to do to make sure I don't get in trouble? To just go through the barricade and
go down there and let them know who you are. And should be good. On the Hollister end,
yeah.
It would be the easiest. The Bell Avenue, currently it's in the engineering phase of realigning the road. We have a letter we typed up and signed, ready to go with the engineer's plans when they get done and send it to the Corps.
Travis, buddy.
We got the plans pretty much done, but we're trying to coordinate it down.
It's another one in the corridor where if you put in so much, you have to take out so much within between 931 and 936 elevation. It has to balance. We're probably a little over halfway through on our patching of 84 miles. And we're probably a little over a third of the way through right now on our chipping seal. The maintenance building and transfer station are now up operating. We still have to do the preparation for the pavement and get it paved. That's the only part we lack on that. That's pretty well it.
I'll say publicly on that Dale Drive area down there, because I live by there, the neighbors were concerned about the signs had lost their brightness, the no parking signs, and the tree limbs had grown over some yield signs and stuff. And so there was an automobile accident down there because people weren't paying attention. And so I talked to Devin, and in a day, they came down, went to work, and gentleman that did that did an extraordinary job. I mean, signs standing straight up in the air are amazing. Instead of kind of laying around like usual, he did a great job of all that and did it, cleaned up around the stuff. So please pass along the 200 residents down there who were quite excited about seeing that brightened up right there.
But yeah, but that's just the way we are.
I'm glad they can't help that.
I tell you. And we're now at 3 weeks away from having a lot of calls to Devin as well, because as soon as school fires back up, I'll have bus drivers, you know, these signs can't be seen and stuff, and it's never, it's never in the past been, it's not 2 days, it's all done. You know, it just, everything's open back up, there's a corner, it's brushy, they're making it happen.
Well, that gentleman was down hand-breaking rock to get these things in. He did it.
Pass it along, thank you.
All right, we don't. Beth's not here. I said we really don't have a MoDOT update.
Managing any stuff that you know from MoDOT. What about 65 and 44? What's the story on that?
It's, well, southbound 65. You haven't been up there. There is no bridge. But you can still go northbound. You can route around. They're routing people on the 24 down. So go back around, get through. But I think the plan is that'll be shut for close to 2 months. They had to push the, I'm sure they had to push it back a couple weeks because they were rerouting that Glenstone-Kearney intersection and Springfield was running behind schedule. So it all depended on other construction schedules. But a surprise is I haven't heard the negative comments or anything. It seems to be going smoother than I would have anticipated considering how highly traveled that is. But.
We have a bridge. Bridge project in East County on MoDOT.
Beaver Bridge is complete and open. They're working on the Caney Creek Bridge and they've got a good bypass around it, so everything on that end is in good shape, and the Kentucky has been done for quite a while. So it was a big help getting the Beaver one opened up.
Yeah, but
that was it.
What about the other one on 125? Is it open now?
That one on Creek Garrison, no. That one's still closed, and then they're doing another one on Peak Highway, so they have another detour. So there's actually three bridge projects going on, two of them are in Christian County.
Cape Fair Bridge
is
in question. It's going to have to do some things, and it is complicated because it's a two-girder bridge, so you can't like slide over to one side and drive over here because you'd be teetering on girder. And of course it's built out on that causeway, so it's not like you can just go around it. And so that's coming up, and that's becoming, that was a worse problem than they thought. And of course the Long Creek Bridge is coming into focus, and it didn't get in the STIP for 23. So that's going to be a huge issue, and as Mr. Morris continues to build out down there and traffic continues to increase down there, and again, that's one of those there's not a lot of alternatives to, so we're going to have to figure all of that stuff out. But, and that will be like the Bow Shoals Bridge, they said it probably will not be just rehabbed. It's been rehabbed as much as it can be rehabbed, so we're going to wind up with a replaced Long Creek Bridge, and I would say that'll be a large, it's a major bridge over 1,000 feet.
Bridge.
Yeah, so it's 1,100 and some feet. So that's going to be a big deal too. So that's coming up, and that joins the other several hundred bridges that are in need of attention so, across the state, not so that's the MoDOT report. That's about as good as it gets. Always remember that there is going to be a ballot initiative in November to increase the gas tax. The math of that is that it will create about $288 million. Megan, you might have this exact figure, but $288 million will be what it proceeds. That goes to the Highway Patrol and funds the Highway Patrol, because right now the Highway Patrol is funded out of MoDOT. And so when the Highway Patrol goes to independent funding, that will free up $288 million of MoDOT money to focus on transportation improvements. In addition to that, it will almost double both the county share and the city share of state motor fuel tax. So we will benefit directly from that also. And both county and cities get a population proportionate share. So for example, Hollister gets the same as Ava. The only thing is Hollister pumps 5 times as much gap